The executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is expected to tell what he knows about the unannounced closing of George Washington Bridge access lanes that caused traffic gridlock in September and whether the disruption was politically motivated. Patrick Foy was subpoenaed to appear before the Assembly Transportation Committee today. Just Friday, a political appointee at the authority resigned over the issue. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez has more.
When Patrick Foy, the executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, was asked to voluntarily testify on the lane closures, he didn't. John Wisniewski, the chairman of the New Jersey Assembly Transportation Committee, says this happens all too often with a bi-state agency.
The Port Authority has an unfortunate habit of not providing answers to questions. They don't even provide a response claiming privilege or that the documents aren't available. They just don't answer.
So the state recently gave the Transportation Committee the power to subpoena the Port Authority, an agency with a budget larger than the budgets of 21 U.S. states. Its top executive, Patrick Foy, is now required to testify on why the lanes to the George Washington Bridge were closed for days without notice to the public, law enforcement, or elected officials. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.